Hey, Patrick, Paul Perkins, 3:42 on Thursday the 6th. Hey, man, our analytics department is working on the disruption report. They've got the physician one done. They're working on the facility one now. Again, I'm a little bit nervous. I know that everything was kind of grouped together by TINs and NPIs. So it's just when we're rushing reports like this, I do get a bit nervous about accuracy. Not that these guys are going to make mistakes, but it's last minute. So once I have these, I'll get them over to you. I'm hoping to have the facility one yet today, and then I'll get them both over to you. Take a look at them. If anything jumps off the page, like you're like, man, this doesn't make sense, let me know. I just don't want this to jeopardize our chances of getting next door. And usually, like if we, for disruption reports, if we can get about 2 weeks, it doesn't always take that long, but I like to allow them 2 weeks time, and that way they can go through and we can have T's crossed, I's dotted. Again, this should work, but I'm used to also reports that have a TIN number and an NPI number next to each facility, each provider. So I'll get you what I can, but again, any red flags, please reach out to me and let's talk through it. 608-206-1464. Thanks, man. Bye.